This year chasing our 18th banner. Roster so deep, our bench finally got an answer. We got the heart, maybe not the glamour. When you spell team, you best watch your grammar. Ignore the refs when we led by Tatum. Big ass and squeeze, corner threes makes them. Batman and Jalen, our defense at anchors. Brogdon off the bench, giving more flavor. Smart is the heart, and the best actor. Getting every charge, intense in the matchup. Now getting ready for heart takes and laughter. Cause you tuning in to the boys in the rafters.
What up, what up? This is episode 132 of the Rafters podcast, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. I'm your ever decadent host, Liam McDade. Across the virtual table from my very Dirk Nowitzki looking co-host, who's drinking a, what is it, mocha frappuccino latte beer?
Whoa. Pumpkin spice
mocha. Even worse.
Macchiato pumpkin spice latte inspired beer. It's not that great. 7%.
No.
It is.
It's not that great. And just you picking that up from wherever you got it from. Questionable, suspect. You're on a watch list for that.
Not wrong. You're not wrong, but it is a little tasty. 7%. Just one. Just a podcast beer.
Of course, it's a podcast beer. But with each sip you take, I can see you. Your picture's molding into you, sticking the ass out and doing the duck face with a peace sign. Like I can just see it coming out of you right now.
Well, it's Halloween. You gotta. It's fall. It's Halloween.
It is. It is. So drink an apple cider beer and, you know, go crazy.
That's true. Well, I didn't tell you what my Halloween costume before we get into it.
Ooh, yeah. Let's share the Halloween costumes.
Bobby Boucher.
No way.
Yeah, I got the Waterboy jersey.
Awesome.
And then I thought you should get like one of those camelback, like those backpacks that you can pour like water out of.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm just going to put like. I might just do water, but I might pour like white wine or something, some bad wine, and just like spray it into people's cups or something.
Hell yeah, you should do that.
Yeah.
Do you have a party to go to?
Yeah, tomorrow and Saturday. So
wicked tight. Nice.
Exactly.
That's super sweet.
What about you? You dressing up?
Yeah, I am. Have you seen Dazed and Confused?
Oh, yeah.
I'm McConaughey from Dazed and Confused. So I got the Ted Nugent t-shirt, the pink bell bottoms. I'm going to have a cigarette pack rolled up in my arm. Yeah, I'm super psyched. Just walk around the whole time, party going, all right, all right, all right.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. You don't want to be Colin Knievel or we were just talking about him. You don't want to be Peyton Pritchard or something?
No, I'm just not worthy. You know, Sam Hauser, I might be worthy, but I actually think I'm a little better than Sam Hauser, so I probably wouldn't dress as him. You, though, you could pull off that look easily. I think you have to shave to be Bobby Boucher.
No, I mean, I'm not going to be like the face of Bobby Boucher.
Yeah, well, you should commit.
Nah.
Let's hear your Bobby Boucher impersonation here before we
get started. My mama said.
It's the boy pinball.
H2O.
Gatorade. That's some high quality H2O.
I don't know if I can talk like that, but
we'll yeah, see. Well, you should. You should commit to the bit. That's the point of Halloween.
And I don't know if I'm going to wear a hat. We'll see. But it should be a good one.
Yeah, 100%. I think next year I want to go as Morgan Wallen and do like his intro to the concerts as like when I'm walking into the party. I think that'd be a lot of fun. So I'm already planning next year's.
People know what that is, but I'm sure you'll be fine.
Yeah, I would say a lot of people. You're not a country guy though, right?
No, I mean I know who he is. I just wouldn't get it. So
yeah, I guess I'm a huge nerd. I do follow him around. Like, I went to a show in Tennessee and Charlotte. Seen him in Boston twice. 100%. I'm a fucking groupie. But yeah, he just releases a tour. So I'm trying to figure out which one to go to, either Chicago, Soldier Field, Ann Arbor at the Big House in Michigan, or Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out which one. Tuscaloosa would be the most difficult to get to, but that would be the biggest reward.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, big-time players make big-time plays, so we'll see. Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a preposterously expensive concert, too, but I'm ready for it.
True. So, ready for some Celtics talk?
Best believe. So, the Celtics are 2-3. And I got to say, This is a completely different Celtics team. Allow me to just go in this spiel real quick because I did do this in the last episode, so I'll condense it a bit. But I've never been more excited for a season. I'm actually very much enjoying watching them play basketball, despite their failures, their obvious flaws, which we will surely get into, most of which I would say is their inability to rebound and their still affinity for blowing leads. But that's nothing new to this team. It kind of happens every year. It seems to be a Celtics curse. But for the first time, we as fans are not burdened by unbearable expectations of championship or bust. Like this year, we just get to watch a pretty okay team with no expectations, a bunch of young guys who are just going to run and gun. And I'm fucking psyched to see it. We get to see a team led by Jaylen Brown, see what he can do on his own. All these rumors about Jason Tatum are swirling that he might come back this season. We could talk about that at the end of the show as well. But yeah, overall, 2 and 3 isn't a whole lot to get excited for. I know you expressed your dismay before we started recording about how you're not super psyched about the record, but it's an 82 game season. I kind of expect them to be 500 this season if I'm given a record prediction here.
Whole season.
Somewhere around 500. Like the East is pretty not great, and like this team is going to be a lot of fun. They're going to compete, not for championships, but they're going to go out there and ball. They can beat the good teams like the Cavs last night, even though I think they're pretenders when it comes to championships. They're
Yeah.
still a pretty fucking good team,
Of course.
and you know they're going to lose to some subpar teams, which they have. Like I guess the Pistons are better than they were, but you know I don't think very highly of the Knicks, and
I
we
like that
lost to the Knicks.
Pistons.
Yeah, so you know we're gonna lose to some teams. We're gonna beat up on the bad teams. It's nice to know that the Pelicans are still the worst team in the league.
Oh my
That
God.
hasn't changed from last year. So
Trojans.
it's yeah, just terrible. Celtics kicked their dick in on Monday night, 122 to 90. So that's it. It's nice. The more things change, the more they stay the same. But yeah, what Let's talk about the differences in this team. Last year to this year, pretty obvious expectations wise. But what are you seeing this year compared to last?
Yeah, I guess you said last year's expectations were run it back, repeat, right? We won a championship. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, they've won a champ, finally did it. Not finally. I mean, they're still super young superstars. They did it. They should run it back. You're pretty much running it back with the same team. I
That's
don't think
exactly what
any,
we
yeah.
did.
Obviously didn't get there, came short, pretty disappointing. In the offseason, obviously there was injuries, and Tatum did end up getting hurt in the playoffs, but I don't think that
The
really, they
fucking
weren't playing
Knicks.
well before that, to be honest.
No.
So
They
I
were
don't
probably
think,
going to lose regardless, and that's.
regardless, they were going to lose that series. So, and then now Tatum out for the year. So, like, the difference is obviously Tatum's not here. There's no leader on that court. You could definitely tell right off the bat that there is, and I don't know if it's, it, right now, it looks like a bad thing. I don't know if it's a bad thing for the rest of like the season, because in terms of people, different players are going to get that chance to kind of maybe get that last shot. And Tatum honestly didn't really take the last shot a lot. Like he didn't really take it too often last season. He
No,
was
which
kind
was
of
nice.
passive in that situation. And then I think we were talking about this before we aired, but I think the biggest difference in this team is the lack of a true point guard in Jrue Holiday. You don't have that guy anymore. You don't have that just actual point guard on your team anymore. You have Derek White, but he's really not a point guard. I wouldn't call Derek White a true point guard. He's more of a shooting guard. And you have Pritchard, who I wouldn't say is really a great point guard either. So they're really lacking that point guard. I don't think they really miss Al Horford that much, or let's say Porzingis. I think you alluded to it. I think the big men have been pretty decent. It took a couple games to figure out like what was going on, but Quinta's been, I think, pretty good. He's averaging 9 rebounds, 9 points a game, almost a double double for your center. That's pretty good. And then when what's his name comes in, why am I blanking on his name?
Boucher.
Luke, no, Luke Garza's actually been pretty
Oh,
good.
yeah. Big
So
Ten
it's,
player of the year.
yeah, so he's actually, I mean, everyone's gonna look good against New Orleans, but even against Cleveland, I guess everyone looked good too. Like I said, I think they're starting to feel each other out. This team is pretty new in terms of the bench players that we got. So the bench is very new. Simons, Anthony Simons, and Luke Garza both coming off the bench, both like 6, 7, 8 guys. Even Hugo has been getting some minutes. So in terms of bench, this team's very new. I think they're trying to get like accustomed to each other's playing style.
I agree. It's a completely new cast on the bench, and the biggest point that you said was that it's going to take time for this team to figure it out. Everyone doesn't know anyone anymore. Everyone's been brought in from all these different areas. We're playing our rookie Hugo Gonzalez a good bit, and then we have a lot of brand new big men in this circumstance. Last year, the defense was ebbs and flows. The year we won the championship, it was locked down. It was damn near flawless. I think we miss Al Horford and Porzingis to an extent where they just always knew where to be. And in this
Sure. Yeah.
circumstance, yeah, like just
Hello.
schematic wise on the floor, they had done it for so many years and they knew the system so well, they knew exactly where to be. Now Xavier Tillman's getting a lot of time and he's fine. Like he's okay. But he's not, a rim protecting big. He knows the system fairly well from being here the last 2 years, but he just doesn't have the skill set as the other guys. Quinto's great. He brings a lot of stuff over from the last 2 years as well, and I loved him when we saw him last year. Dude's a baller. But
Yeah.
overall, our big men are okay. Now it seems like the old song and dance of years past where I'm like, if we had like one really big, really mean center, I think that could really help.
Sure.
And
Yeah. There's not many of those in the league, though.
no, 100%. It's kind of a dying breed nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, you got Embiid, as much as you hate to say, he is that kind of guy. I mean, he might not play like it all the time, but he is that like type of player like him that you want in terms of
Yeah.
how big they are and like what they could do, what they're capable of.
Yeah, and like I really hoped Chris Boucher would have been more effective than he is. He does almost no scoring and all rebounding, which like I guess is fine, but our rebounding numbers overall aren't great. When I got excited for this team, I got excited about a young team that's gonna, like I said, run and gun. They're gonna run the floor, they're gonna try really hard, and that's definitely showing. Through this point in the season, we have more turnovers than we did last year.
Yeah.
Because they're fucking trying. And last year, almost from Jump Street, we were like, okay, slow burn, but they'll probably figure it out and win a championship. In this one, you have the polar opposite where I was accusing everyone of being old last year. This year, people are young, people are fun. And now our team's focused around different people. Like we have Anthony Simons, who's basically Isaiah Thomas out there. Like call it what it is. He's not as small as Isaiah Thomas, but he defends like him, where he's
Sure.
just like he's not
Yeah.
gonna do a whole lot on defense. Josh Minot, pretty good on defense. Like he's fine. His rebounding has been pretty good. It's not
He's been getting
exactly
minutes too.
yeah, 100%. And I
Big
mentioned him in
minutes.
the preseason when we were talking. I was like, there's something about this guy. Like I really like him. From the little clips that I had seen when he was on, I believe it was the Wolves, he almost never played, but when he did, I'm like, he's got the stereotypical like swing forwards body where I'm like, he's
Yeah.
lanky, he can shoot, he can rebound. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm sure that's why the Celtics got him. I'm sure that's why Joe Mazzulla's eyes glazed over when he saw this guy as a prospect and brought him here. But and Luka Garza too, like he's not a rim protecting big, more of a finesse guy back to the basket from what I see. And we're just missing like a strong defensive piece in that circumstance.
Yeah, and of course, and I don't think we were ever like that great on defense, even the year before, year prior, after the championship run.
Yeah,
It
we were
wasn't,
definitely lacking last year, but the
yeah.
championship run was the best defense I'd seen in years.
Sure. And that was everyone playing on an elite level, healthy. I mean, besides like Porzingis, we didn't really have most of that playoff run. But yeah, this team is, like you said, it's young, it's just getting used to each other. I know they had the off season, but still, it's not the same as getting into like games. And I guess we could talk about I think we could talk about this next. I guess we kind of are missing Tatum. That leader, that go-to guy that is 100% gonna drop. Let's say, what he averaged last year, like 28, 29 points a game.
Yeah, something
I
like that.
guess I guess Brown is stepping into that role a little bit, but it's nice when you have two guys that can do that. Brown's taking a little time. He took, the first two games. I don't think he played well at all.
Yeah,
But
and recovering from a knee injury.
yeah, but now, I mean, he's scored. Actually, he scored a lot of points in every game, but the game against New Orleans, and that was a blowout. I mean, he had 30 against Cleveland, 41 against Detroit, 23
Yeah.
against New York, and 25 against Philadelphia. Sure, you could. I mean, at the end of the day, I've been looking at some scores throughout the league. A lot of players are dropping 25 points. It's actually kind of common nowadays.
Yeah. Oh,
I
100%.
think
I've said that for years.
even like some like names that you like, a lot of NBA fans like that just watch the Celtics that don't really watch any other team. A lot of guys are scoring 25 a game. A lot of guys are scoring 20 a game. It's
Role
not cap.
players score 20 a
Role
game.
players, rookies. Like, there's some guy. Who was this guy the other day? I think it was a guy that on the 76ers when we play, or the
Oh
Knicks.
yeah, Edgecombe.
Yeah, I was like, who the heck is this guy? Going
Yeah,
off.
rookie first game. Besides Michael Carter Williams, also Sixers debut, one of the best debuts I've ever seen. He was lights out.
Yeah, I was watching it. I was like, this guy's crushing us. It's unbelievable. And this guy is scoring 34, 15, 26, 14 his first four games. Like,
Jesus.
it looks like, I mean, I think the league wants this to happen because they want high scoring games. They
Of
want
course.
points. But if you say like some guy got scored 25 points, I'm not really impressed by that anymore, to be honest. I'm
I
not like,
know.
oh, that's so many points. If you got to get in 30 or up, then I'm a little impressed. But 25, 20 to 20, anywhere between 20 and 28 points, 29 points, I'm really not that impressed. If you could do it every game, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
But if you're just doing it, if you're scoring 25 points a game, I'm really not that impressed either, because I'm seeing multiple guys around the league just doing this nonchalantly.
Yeah, we're so desensitized to it now. And I guess to use another Boston sports comparison, like Tom Brady during that 2008 perfect season that ended in a terrible Super Bowl, threw 50 touchdowns in that season, and the Patriots were running up the score every game. And I think it only happened in two games that Tom Brady threw two touchdown passes. But when he did, everyone was disappointed. Like, oh man, not a great game for Tom Brady. Only two touchdown passes. As a gambler, you and I know if we're hammering somebody to score two touchdown passes,
Yeah.
plenty of time, that's not going to hit. Sometimes that's a plus, 150, 175, 200,
Yeah.
because they know it's not going to hit. But when you're so desensitized and Tom Brady's just out there slinging them all over the yard, you get 50 of them. Some games he has seven touchdowns. You're like, oh my God, he only had two. I think that's a good comparison for the modern league now, where it's like, it'll be Dalton Knecht on the fucking Lakers, who's like,
Going off.
going off, going crazy, or Austin Reeves had like
Austin Reeves,
44. Yeah, he had 41 the other night, and I
I think
love,
he's had a 50-point game, I think, in his career
Oh,
too.
yeah, he has. And it's like,
Yeah.
hey, like, represent for the boys. I love it. The few, the proud, the white guys in the league. There's not many of them, but like, I'm not complaining, but I'm like, God damn, like, even he can do it. Like, everyone's just seems to be going crazy now. You had Grady Dick last year or 2 years ago, some random fucking role player for the Raptors, went out there and dropped 50. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, this is so strange.
And get this, like, and I've known this for a while, but like, my favorite player, Dirk Nowitzki, how many points per game do you think he's had in his career?
Oh, Jesus.
He
Like, what's his?
he's top 10 scoring all time.
Yeah. Like, what's
Yeah, I
his
mean,
career high?
he did play a lot, but no, just like points per game, like his highest.
I would say points per game, he probably averaged 22.
No, it was 26 was his highest one.
Oh, okay.
He scored like, I mean, but his average for his career is only 20. 0.7. It's not like he was going on like, so it's just the game's changed, I think, in the last 5 years, or actually pretty recently, like last 3 years, where we're just having random guys, not random, because
Yeah.
they're all really good players, but you're just seeing this more often now. Guys that just dropped 30, guys that just dropped 40, 50, that you don't even know who they are. Like, I remember watching games with my friends and these guys are dropping points and they're like, who the heck is this guy? It's like, they're really good. You just don't, a lot of people just don't watch outside their own team. So
Yeah.
it's really tough. And I mean, we'll see. Jaylen Brown's been decent so far. A lot of turnovers, I'll say that. You alluded to that too. A lot of turnovers on this team. I think we're
Yeah.
Tatum to like take some of that ease off him as well. Now, right now, he's the only superstar on the team. So
Yeah, I mean, he's still got the old bad habit of dribbling into double coverage and getting the ball swiped from him. And we saw it a bunch in the Knicks playoff series last year. Just a bad habit that he hasn't been able to shake thus far. That championship run, he did it less, but he still did it. So now you're absolutely right. All of the load is going to be on Jaylen Brown's shoulders. And on top of being the best scorer on our team, he has to be the leader of the team. People are going to look to him for more rebounding because Jason Tatum was really fucking good at rebounding the ball. People are going to look to Jaylen Brown for all these things that they looked at Jason Tatum for. And I think that's going to be an adjustment period as any human being. It's like I've heard being in an office now, I've heard the stereotypical office world where they fire somebody and put the person who was fired's responsibilities on somebody else. And that other person was doing one job and now they're doing two people's job because somebody else got canned. And that's just kind of the way it goes. So now I would imagine that's kind of what Jaylen Brown's feeling now, where he's like, oh, Jesus Christ, like, here we go. And like, you talk to hear him in the media, he's always going to say, I'm up for the challenge. But I bet at the end of the day, when he goes back to his house, he's like, Jesus Christ, like, this is fucking killing me. And I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's, I like to think it's going to make him better. We both have grown an incredible fondness for Jaylen Brown, especially since he won Finals MVP and Eastern Conference MVP,
Of
and
course,
he
yeah.
was balling out of control. I would say you like him more than Jason Tatum. I know you're very scorned toward Jason Tatum. You still admit that he's good, of course, but
He's great.
yeah, but he's just not as Jaylen Brown consistent. But now it's going to be as cliche and talk radio as it sounds, this is going to be a different Jaylen Brown here, where it's like, this is your team, buddy. Like, this is everyone's looking to you. You're going to be the vocal leader. You're going to be the leading scorer. You're going to be all these things. Let's see how it fucking goes.
Yeah, and it's with a little less pressure of we know you're not going to win the championship this year.
Yeah. So, like, if they make the playoffs and he's crushing it, like, dude, you exceeded expectations. Like, good job.
You make the playoffs this year and you win a round in the playoffs, I think that's exceeding expectations. I don't think a
Yeah.
lot of people, and I think that's probably where they'll end up is potentially, I think they'll make the
Fringe
playoffs
playoff.
and win a series.
Yeah.
Depends who they play.
Of
But
course.
I still think they could be in a series. We'll see at that time because, like you said, there's 82 games, a ton of season left to play. You might just catch a team that's hot at that time and you can't, they're unbeatable. Like if the Knicks are
Yeah.
hot, super hot at that time, or the Cavs are super hot, or whoever's super
Yeah.
hot. Yeah, you may have beat them earlier in the year by 20, but like that was the beginning of the season and this team's gone. Like how many games did the Cavs win in a row last year? Like,
Some preposterous 17, something crazy.
yeah, or like who the Knicks got hot down the stretch, like they were going
Yeah,
insane.
don't
So it's
mind me.
like if any of these teams get hot, they're gonna just crush you anyways. But they do have a shot, I think, about against any of these teams right now on paper. From what I've seen, they I mean they have. Look at who they've played. They've played who? The Cavs, who they've played the top teams in the East already. Who
Yep.
the Cavs, the 76ers, the Knicks. Those are probably what most people would project would be if scatter them, but 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, whoever.
Yeah.
Those are the top three teams in the East. If you
Sprinkle the Bucks in there. Magic have started out rough,
in
but
the
I
sure.
think they'll figure it out.
The Magic, yeah, they're super young as well. I think they'll be in the top five or six. And I even like Detroit. So it's like, and those are the top five seeds right now. The Bulls
Yeah.
4-0, I don't think that's going to last. I
Isn't
mean,
that
yeah, they who they played, or they haven't played anyone really relevant,
wild?
Sacramento,
Yeah.
Atlanta,
Did
Orlando.
they beat Sacramento? They played last night.
Yeah, 126-1. Yeah, they crushed them. Who's going on?
Wow.
Who the heck is this? Bouzilis? Mateus Bouzilis, 21-year-old, 16. He scored 20-something points. Like, look at
No shit.
27 points.
Exactly.
Who the heck is this? Mateus Bouzilis, 11th pick of the 2024 draft. Out of like these guys like this random looking white guy like.
Yeah, I pride myself on decent league knowledge. I got no idea who that guy is. Granted, the Bulls have been so bad, I don't really keep up with them. My buddy's a diehard Bulls fan. I'm going to ask him who the hell that is.
Well, good for them. They're 4-0. Obviously, it's not going to stick, but maybe it's one of those
No.
teams like who came out of the woodworks last year that was just like good. You're going to have a surprise team in the mix too this year.
Yeah.
Miami's been winning, but like they've played some pretty bad teams. Like they'll
Yeah.
fizzle. I'm sure they'll fizzle out a little bit. So it's just, and like rest of the league, sure, we'll talk about Wizards suck. Toronto's terrible.
Yeah.
Indiana's
I have
gonna
a friend who's a Wizards fan too. His life sucks.
Indiana's gonna be very bad, unfortunately. Obviously, for they lost Halliburton and then they lost
Yeah,
their center. They lost like
devastating.
most of that team that went to the finals.
Yeah, they're getting clipped.
And then Brooklyn's gonna suck. So the Celtics are gonna be in that mix of teams. They're better than
Yeah.
Cleveland. Charlotte, I think they're better than Charlotte, no doubt. They're better than Atlanta, I think. They're better than the Bulls. But the other
Yeah.
teams, I'm not
Well,
yet.
the Bulls are a great example because they're 4-0, and maybe if you're a Bulls fan, you think otherwise, but no one else thinks that's going to stick. But the Celtics are 2-3, a less glorious record, and obviously we're Celtics fans, so we're rooting for them. But I believe the Celtics are a better team than the 4-0 team right now.
Yeah, or I just thought about this. Or the Celtics just tank the season, get the first draft pick.
Yeah, but fuck that. Like, there's no fun in that. And also, Brad Stevens doesn't know the definition of the word tank. If you told him to tank, he'd
Obviously.
look at you sideways. We were supposed to tank, and we went out and got Isaiah Thomas and made the playoffs. Like, we are not a tanking team.
I forgot you're not guaranteed that first pick anymore, so.
Yeah, and it's preposterous. The league's kind of fixed. They gave it to Dallas last year. Like, all that stuff's horseshit now, anyways.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get I don't know who the first pick off the board would be. It looks like Darian Peterson. He's a shooting guard from Kansas. That would be cool to get him or AJ DeBasta. He's a the Boston boy.
I've heard of him.
Cameron Boozer, but I don't think we're going to get that to that level of bad.
Mediocrity.
I don't think we'll be a top 10 pick. I hope not.
No, I don't
Unless
think so
Brown, if
either.
Brown goes down to at some point this season, then we might get there. I think if Brown goes down as well, that we might be, well, not even might be. I think we will be pretty bad. He's holding this
Yeah.
together with like paper mache right
Of
now.
course, but you could say that about any team's star. Like, the Pacers are shitty because Halliburton's gone. I hate Giannis. I don't think he's good, but if the Bucks no longer had the benefit of Giannis's foul calls, then they'd be pretty bad too.
Yeah, exactly. And when he was out last year, they were bad. They were losing games. So if he goes down, don't know, maybe toss the season away. But we're
Yeah.
hoping that doesn't happen. We don't want to see another superstar go down. If I do go to a game, I still want to go see a good quality team get out there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I guess that leads me to ask. So we seem relatively optimistic about the season. At very least, we think it's going to be fun. What are some of the things that like you're looking forward to seeing that you've liked so far, or stuff that you're just excited to see where, we've already touched on a few bits of it, but I guess I'll answer the question myself and then pass it off to you. But like, the Jaylen Brown thing I think is going to be really fun. Peyton Pritchard being a starter is cool. Like, I'm excited to see that. He's played, let's call
He
a
played
spade.
well.
He started out fucking terribly and now he's figuring it out. But like, I'm just interested to see how it goes. Like, it's a shooting slump and he'll shoot his way out of it. Our sweet boy, Peyton Pritchard, he can do no wrong. And Anfernee Simons is a baller. I fucking love him. So I would say, like, those are a couple of things that, like, I'm just jazzed up to see these guys. Feel free to steal my own because I kind of covered the board there.
No, you're
But
good.
yeah.
Yeah, that along with, like you said, Brown taking over this team and being like the floor general, him being the guy, and Pritchard coming along. I like just seeing the new guys. I'm looking forward to seeing all these new guys on our team and how
Yeah.
they gel and how they evolve over the years and not over the years, over the season,
The year.
the year. What else? Derek White, seeing how he plays, because he is a big
Yeah.
role. He's pretty much stepping into Derek Brown, stepping into Tatum's shoes. He's stepping into not Derek Brown, Jaylen Brown
Yeah, I
stepping
know. I
into Tatum's
gotcha.
shoes. Derek White is stepping into Jaylen Brown's shoes. So he's that, second level superstar. He was an all-star last year. Can he keep that same pace up from last year? Can
Yeah.
he also be that guy that everyone saw on their TV during the, what was that, the Olympics?
Yeah.
Everyone forgets that he is a perennial superstar, pretty much. I mean, he was on the Olympic team, won gold. He got minutes, big time minutes. Everyone wanted him there. Every superstar
Yeah.
wanted Derek White on
He's
that
the perfect player.
team. So, can he keep that up? I want to see what he
Yeah.
can do with a little bit more action his way as well.
His numbers are really good. He's a
Yeah.
perfectly well-rounded player. 17 points, 4 rebounds, 4.5 assists. Like, he's just perfectly there.
Yeah, and he's gonna have his days where, you know, it's not there, but he's
Yeah, and then he's
consistent
also going to have
for.
those 30-point nights. Last year he was kind of the best
Yeah.
player on our fucking team, I would say.
He's consistent in terms of like, you know, you're gonna get pretty much around 15 points from him or more
Gonna get
potentially.
a block a game, which is what he's averaging now.
Yeah.
He's a monster shot
He's
blocker.
the most consistent player on the team right now. Yes, you could say obviously Jaylen Brown, but
Yeah.
he's gonna probably give you at least 20 every game.
Yeah.
But then
And
he
now
go
that Jaylen
more.
has all this responsibility, I'm willing to give him like the Jason Tatum treatment, where I'm like, if you're gonna give me super high mountains, then you can give me a few low valleys. Like, I'm not expecting you to crush it every single night. You can
Yeah.
turn in, what was the his stat line for that Pelicans game? 17 points or whatever it was. You can give me those 17 points against a shitty
It
team.
was a blowout. I mean, I
Yeah.
honestly I didn't watch much of it because it was just a
Because it's the
disaster.
fucking Pelicans. Like, what's there to see? You're
I
like,
went to a
okay.
Pelicans game and it was pretty bad
I
in
would
North
imagine
last
probably
year.
feels like a funeral in there.
Yeah, and I don't even think Jaylen Brown, he played 24 minutes. He went 5 for 9 from the field. Like, that's pretty good. It's
Yeah.
55% from the field and then 33% from three. I think they just took him out because
Yeah, he went in there to build that lead. They won
they were off it.
122 to 90.
And
Like, they
then you
kicked
like
their
guys
dicks
like
in.
Sam Hauser, Anthony Simons, Luke Garza got 19 minutes, Baylor
Yeah.
Shire got 4. You let
Yeah.
your bench get minutes in this game. You knew from the start that Herbert Jones isn't going to beat you.
Yeah, no, defensive guy. He's not scoring.
Yeah, so guys like that, or whoever, Yvis Missy, whoever the heck this is.
Yeah, he's all right actually, but like only all right. But yeah, you know,
Yeah.
like you said, you know, if Baylor Shireman, who's getting like 8 minutes a game, is in there getting serious minutes, you're like, all right, it's a dick hanging. But like, that's why I'm willing to give Jaylen Brown some grace in this circumstance. Right now, he's averaging like 27 points a game. That's damn good. I expect he will have his career high this year. But if he puts in some stinkers, yeah, I think if that was betting odds, dude, it'd be like a minus 200. I think
Yeah.
that'd be a layup.
And I'm looking forward to seeing that too, him evolve as more into a superstar. But then I'm wondering how is that going to shake out when Tatum is back? Because then you got a guy that we know it's going to happen. You know he's going to go out there and kill it this year. I have no doubts in that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of confident in Brown. But what's going to happen when you do get Tatum back? How's that going to work out? Because it's
Yeah.
going to
I
be,
think he'll be
gonna
psyched.
be.
He'll be like, dude, thank God. It was a grind without you.
You never know.
Yeah,
Superstar.
you're right.
You're
You're
going to take that
absolutely right.
superstardom. And don't get me wrong, he won finals MVP.
Yep.
He didn't make the Olympic team. I think he was a little salty about that, but there was
As
some.
you should.
But yeah, we'll see. I'm also looking forward to the bench too.
Yeah, the
That
bench
kind
is sweet. Like, they're fun. And no Peyton Pritchard on the bench anymore is very interesting to me. I'm like, all right, like, who's
Yeah,
the guy here?
I guess it would have to be for Anthony Simons. He comes off the bench in some of the game. He hasn't started every game. I don't think he started
Yeah.
actually.
I think he started the last one, the Cavs game.
And
But for the most part, I thought it was
I think
house.
eventually they might mix him into that starting rotation more and more as time goes on, as he gets more comfortable with that team.
Yeah,
I
they're
think
gonna
that's
play around because by no means are the lineup set now, and Anthony Simons just a baller. Like, he's just a bucket getter. He just goes
Yeah.
out there. He's not interested in defense. He's a fine passer, but he's not really interested in doing that either. He wants to put the ball in the bucket, and that puts asses in seats. That's what I want to go see. When we go see a game this year, I'm gonna probably hammer Anthony Simons over.
Oh, I was actually looking at tickets next week. They're pretty cheap.
Perfect. I'm around.
I think they're playing the Jazz
Oh, fuck yeah. I did see that actually.
Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday. Who will they play?
Monday.
They're playing Philly Monday. Wait, hold on. What am I looking
Yeah,
at? Oh,
play the
sorry. I'm
Jazz on
looking at it's
Monday.
Friday. Yeah, Monday, November 3rd. Tickets are like $40. Washington, obviously, they suck. $40. Yeah, those tickets are pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Houston would be a nice game, but that's Halloween weekend.
Yep.
That's actually a really good game with Durant in town. Yeah.
Slim Reaper.
And they're good. Sengun, what's that? What's his name? Sengun.
Sengun,
He's nasty.
yeah.
That's a fun
Monster.
team. But yeah, we'll definitely get to a game this year. And I know we say that every year. We
Yes,
will.
but
We
this
have
is a promise.
to. I think tickets have actually gone down in price a little bit.
Probably they're
I
two and
hope.
three.
No, I think that, I mean, even beforehand, I think It's just, I think they know what this team is, and people aren't going to be jumping at the bits to pay $100 minimum to get in the door.
Yeah.
Depends who they're playing, obviously. Like, I see that the Clippers come to town, tickets are expensive, but like when Memphis comes to town, tickets are
Yeah.
$50. I think that's pretty much affordable.
I'm sure
So,
the Jazz game's pretty cheap. The Jazz are terrible.
yeah, it was like $40 for just to get in there, which is, I don't care about where I sit. And most of the time, you just
Yeah.
move down anyways to open seats and
Exactly.
find them. So it's just, you wait until half and then move down. It's the
Yep.
same experience. It doesn't matter to me. But yeah, in terms of this, like, do you have a prediction? Do you think they're gonna? I don't think we went over prediction our preseason episode.
No, we haven't yet, just because, like, I don't think anyone of us know what to make of this team. I think they're going to be perfectly
Do it.
500. Like, I
Whatever
think,
500 record is.
yeah, no, what is it, 41-41?
There's someone had to have gone 500 last year. Let me check.
Yeah, like, I'm saying, like, perfectly 500. Maybe a few wins above, because I don't want to say they're going to go below,
Okay,
but.
so a team Orlando Magic last year went 41 and 41.
Perfect. Yeah, we're going to be the Magic of last year, which was a fun
Seven
team.
seed. They lost in the first round to us,
Yep.
which was a crazy series. And then
That was.
who else was 41? Sacramento Kings were 40 and 42. Mavs were 39. They were hovering around that 500 range. So
Yeah, we can be that.
I would take Orlando over them. But yeah, you're saying 41, 41. I'm gonna give them a better record.
Really?
I'm gonna give them like.
The pessimist is feeling optimistic. What fresh hell is this?
I'll give them like what Milwaukee did last year, 48 and 34.
38 and 44?
Yeah, 48 and 30.
Oh, 48 and 34.
48
Oh,
wins,
wow.
34 losses.
Damn, that basic bitch beer must have got to your head, huh?
Little bit
Damn.
above 500. It's
Yeah, I think this is a
585.
48-win team. I like. I mean, I
I mean,
don't
it's
know what to
not
make of
crazy. Last
this.
year they won 61 games. You're losing.
Yeah,
You're losing.
100%.
How many more games than last year? You're losing like 11, 12, or 13
Shoot
more
these
games than last year.
bastards.
So,
I like how the camera, your camera panned into you when you were doing math. It really made it
I
look
did it.
like you were thinking hard.
Yeah, while Matt was trying to read
Good.
the screen. Yeah, so 48 and 34. I think they'll hover around that. Or like Detroit Pistons last year, they went 44 and 38. I think they'll be, from what you said, around 500 or a little better than that. The
Yep.
expectations aren't that high. Like I said, you're competing with. Right now, I think this year you're competing with teams like New York. Like New York will be at the top of the standings.
Yeah.
76ers probably will if Embiid stays healthy. They
I
have
think the Sixers are actually an awesome team.
a really good team putting out there. Maxey's been crazy.
Mad Maxie. Do you
Edgecombe.
hate Kentucky?
No, I mean, not really. Why? Because I'm a Duke
Okay.
fan.
Yeah.
I don't really hate them. It's not like I went to Duke, so I can't really be like
That's fair. Yeah.
Kentucky.
I
I
mean,
don't
University of Miami guy, I didn't go there and I hate all their rivals. If you mention Florida State to me, my hair stands up on the
Yeah.
back of my neck. I get
Nah,
primal.
yeah.
I want to hit him with a spear.
No, I don't care that much. But even like Paul George is on that team when he comes back healthy. Kyle
Yep.
Lowry is on that team. Oh, Eric, they have like a kind of old
The
ass team.
team's sick.
Yeah, so they're gonna be up there. What other team? The Knicks are, hate to
I don't
admit,
think the Knicks will be that good, but that's fine.
I think they will be.
And any team with Kwame Anthony Towns can't be that good.
They're gonna be good. Cleveland will be good, have a good
Yeah.
record at the end of the season. You know that.
Yes, that's a good caveat.
They're gonna have a good record. Milwaukee will probably have a, if they stay healthy, will have a good record.
Hopefully they don't.
Well, they tend to get hurt. But they'll
Yeah.
have a decent record. They're not, I don't think their roster's anything spectacular, but
No, I'm just saying, hopefully they don't stay healthy.
yeah, and then that's about it. And like you said, the Magic will probably creep up there, win some games. They'll probably end up in the top at
Yeah,
some
they've started
point.
out really bad.
Yeah, and that's about it. I don't think there's those teams that usually are up there that you're competing with anyways. But and we just saw it last night. We beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. So it's like by how many? Like 20 points. So any given night, I guess anyone could go out there and win. So yeah, I think we'll be a little bit better than 500.
Yeah, and like if you think about the West and all the terrible teams over there, like the Suns, Kings, Pelicans, like the Celtics can clean up against those fucking teams. Like that should be a layup. Those teams are so brutal. Get a few wins in there on the Clippers when Kawhi's eventually hurt. The Jazz are surprisingly 2-2. That again is not gonna last. Like you could beat up on a team like that. Like if you take your pickings from the Western Conference and then most of the Eastern Conference, you're in the clear. We can beat up on the Pacers and Nets a couple times. The Nets 4 times a year, we get to beat up on them. That's going to be sweet.
Yeah, you'll get your pickings, but like we said, we're not going to win the championship. It's going to be like
No.
OKC or even like a team like San Antonio. I don't think they're
Yeah.
going to make it, but they're looking pretty good so
What
far.
I look forward to is the little moments. Like I'm looking forward to an Anfernee Simons 40-point game or a Josh Minot 30-point game or, 20 points, 15 rebound game. Like I'm looking forward to at the end of the season sitting back in my backyard in the summer with a stogie in my hand and a pumpkin spice frappuccino
Oh.
mocha, whatever the fuck that beer is, and reminiscing on all the good moments of the season where I'm like, damn, like that Jaylen Brown 50-point game or that Peyton Pritchard game winner, like the moments is what I always look forward to in a season more than anything else.
Yeah, I agree. We'll look forward to those little moments, this team building together, and hopefully, we'll be okay when Tatum gets back. Hopefully, stay healthy. Build upon everyone gets a little better throughout the season. Everyone improves just a little bit. And then once Tatum is back, he's ready to take over that role again. Brown is probably going to have a lot more experience under his belt and go from there. I mean, next year, sky's the limit. Hopefully, if everyone stays healthy and we have somewhat of the same roster, next year, sky's the limit for this team.
Yes, 100%. And like, I think the biggest reason to be optimistic for this season would be the games like last night, like the Cavs game. Like the Celtics just had a healthy lead throughout the third. They didn't take their foot off the pedal, and they had Jaylen Brown pouring in 30 points. Sam Hauser miraculously had 21. Anfernee Simons had this incredible logo three at the end of the at the end of the third quarter. And I'm just like, damn, like look at this team. It's like I don't have any kids, so I can't compare it to this, but I would imagine it's like when your kid hits a home run in baseball, you're like, ah, oh, damn, I'm so proud. Like, I look at the Celtics team, I'm like, look at these fucking guys just out there doing it. Cause, like, the Cavs are a tough fucking team, and they beat us the year we won the championship. They were one of the teams we lost to. Like, they're a fucking good team until the playoffs come.
Yeah, they shot to that caveat. They shot 57 threes quite
Yeah.
a bit. And they're going to live or die by the three this year a lot, like they did last year. This team's
Yeah.
going to, Derek White took
Everyone is. The Celtics gave,
three.
or
Derek took
technically the Rockets gave everyone the blueprint, but.
12 threes. Like Jaylen Brown took
Yeah.
9. This is going to be Peyton Pritchard went 1 for 8. This team
Yeah.
is going
But
to
this is
show
what
up.
we're getting
Sam
here. Like,
Hauser's
this has
13
been
threes.
Missoula ball for the last couple of years. It's been,
I hate it. I hate
we
it.
lived, I know it blows. It's
It's
not a
fun to
fun
watch.
product to watch.
Don't get me
I
wrong.
don't have fun watching it. I just think they heave them up. When they're hitting, it's super fun. Like,
Yeah, when they're playing, it's super fun.
yeah,
That's every
last
other
year's
game.
season opener against the Knicks when we blew them out by 50 and tied for the most threes in a game, that was fun. But like when it goes poorly, which is most of the time, I think it's a pretty disgusting product to watch. But that's Missoula ball, baby, and that's how we play, and that's how we won a championship. So like, shut the fuck up and watch it.
Yeah, and that's what I don't think we're gonna get like last year. We're like way too many threes, way too many threes, way too many threes. And look what happened? That was their kind of their demise.
Yeah, it
And
was.
but this year it's kind of just like, well, who cares? They're not gonna win
Yeah,
the championship.
exactly. So just chuck them up, baby.
Chuck
Like
them up, have
Anfernee Simons is putting them up all over the place, and he's the
fun. May as
perfect player
well
to do
hit the
so.
fence, something to watch. Will it be the best basketball at all times? No.
No.
Will there be a lot of turnovers? Yes. Will there be a lot of games where they just go ice cold from three, probably. But they're going
Yeah.
to grow from this, like we said, just grow this year and then wait till Tatum comes back. And once Tatum's back in action, hopefully this team's ready to go again. And they're right back up there in like championship pedigree or championship-esque team where they are expected to win.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think it's going to be fun. I'm pretty jazzed up for it.
Yeah, it should be fun. Like, so we'll go to a game. We'll reminisce the end of the season. Hopefully, we're talking in May.
Yeah,
Hopefully, we're talking in
right.
May. And like, oh wow, we made the playoffs.
Yeah, I would love for you and me to be on this podcast and have that Paul Rudd moment where he's like, "Look at us.
Look at
Look at
us.
us. Who would
We're
have
in
thought?
the
Yeah, we're in the playoffs. Who would have
playoffs.
thought?"
I don't know. Maybe they get the 2 seed. We're saying they get
Yeah,
like
who fucking knows? Like, well, I
six.
think I'm playing it super safe. You're living slightly dangerously, but you
Six games
know.
above you. That's they're gonna get this team could go on some win streaks, like you said, against the Western Conference teams.
Look at you talking yourself into the Celtics as you're going through this. You're like, you know, I at the beginning of the show, you're like, you know, they're 2-3. But now as the show goes on, I think I've downloaded my shitty hardware onto you enough now where you're like, you know, I think I'm buying into this team.
Talk to me in like next episode after
Yeah.
they've lost to the 76ers, Houston. They lost back to back to Utah and Washington. Yeah, no, I don't think they will, but we'll see. We'll
Yeah.
definitely see. They should beat up on teams like Utah or Washington or even that Orlando series. They coming up, they should split. Yeah, they should be right around that 500 mark, like you said, maybe even a little better. So we'll see.
Yeah. Yes, we will. But yeah, I think we'll call that a wrap on episode 132 of the Raptors podcast, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. Remember to like, rate, subscribe. Anything you can would be greatly appreciated. And that's a later.
Peace.